Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Nita Marks here with Howard Cross and Jonathan Casillas. This entire defense knows how important it's going to be, Howard, to stop the rushing attack with the Jets. What does that mean? Stopping Chris Ivory.
You know, you got to stop him early. You know, he's one of those guys that get the rhythm. You know, he gets into the flow of the game and he gets into the quote-unquote zone. You know, and it'll be hard to stop him if he's, you know, getting the easy first downs early. You know, 5 yards here, 6, 7, 8 yards there. You know, we got to be a bit of a good job on him early, stop him early, slow him down. So, you know, later in the game, he won't be as mentally aggressive as he would if we were letting him go in the first half.
So, Howard, Chris Ivory's had some highs and he's had some lows this season. 86 yards last week. Hopefully that doesn't continue this week against the Giants.
Yeah, he's had some lows. And what happens is when they get behind the chains a little bit, you know, second and long, third and long, that's when he has his lows, because then you can't run him every down. You need to throw the ball eventually. Ryan Fitzpatrick definitely throws the ball short, so they like Chris Ivory to get a lot of yards on first down to give them, you know, keep the whole playbook open.
Also, another thing about Chris Ivory is he's one of those running backs in the NFL that he doesn't go down easily. He actually has more yards after that first hit than a lot of guys in the NFL. So the importance of this linebacking core, right?
Yeah, kind of, but more so to just never let him get started. You know, when you get a big back, a guy that can run hard, he gets going downhill, you hit him in the backfield, you never let him get his feet set, never let him get going. You do that with all the big backs in the league.
Fantastic. Good stuff. He's Howard Cross. I'm Anita Marks. This has been your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Reminder, make sure you tune in to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, high noon on Friday.